This world shall know pain. Almighty Push!
The fuck up, samurai. We have a city to burn.
Sir, permission to leave the station.
For what purpose, Master Chief?
To give the Covenant back their bomb.
Permission granted.
I sacrifice my dark magician to bring forth Sugoi Summit.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Summit. We're doing a special episode this week. We have joined with us Jaquan, as you all know from previous podcast episodes. We are doing a Summit Mall update. This is the third one now. I don't even know, like 25, 30 anime maybe. That I've watched since the last one. I don't know. How many is that? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it's like 20, 25. And we're just going to go through them, see what I thought about them, give them a ranking, and that will be updated on my mall then as well. So, starting off, Vinland Saga Season 2. As some of you know, I've talked about this in the regular episodes of the podcast, but honestly, it was. I understand the character development was needed for our boy Thorfinn, but that shit was so slow. It was unbelievably slow and it was like one of also not too much else was coming out around that time too. So it was like all I had to watch weekly was Vinland Saga. That's probably why I bagged out so many of these. Honestly, I don't know. It's probably been like 6 months since the last one though. So, Vinland Saga Season 2. I know the first season was probably like a 9 or an 8. Did you watch Vinland Saga, Jaquan?
Yeah, I watched season 1.
Oh, you watched season 2, yeah?
We need to watch season 2, yeah.
He's a slave, and he just works on a farm, and he just be chilling working on a farm for 20 episodes.
I heard people were really enjoying season 2. Like you said, I give season 1 probably like an 8. It definitely was a solid start. Nothing too crazy, but you know, just like, you know, how I would give, like, for example, like JJK season 1, like, you know, 8, like, just a solid start to the series.
I think I'm gonna go Vinland Saga season 2. Some people might get upset. I think I'm gonna go 6.5 for that one, just because I would even be cool with 6.75, but I just, like, it was just so slowly paced. I did not give a fuck about the girl that everyone was trying to fuck. I didn't give a fuck about her husband at all. I understand the parallels that they were trying to show. Like, that was how Thorfinn used to act. And I don't know. I wasn't for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was holding it back for you? Like, what you said, more so the pacing and what the character writing, like, for you.
And just like the flip, you know what I mean? Same thing with Attack on Titan. I left off of season 1 with a child Thorfinn who just experienced, like, the most traumatic thing that you could even fucking experience. You know what I mean? Like, his revenge literally taken away from him. You know what I mean?
I see you're not trying to spoil too much.
After years of it. And then just from that into he's an adult now. He's a slave. He acts like a bitch the whole time. Then they make the whole Leif Erikson, like, finally reuniting with him. They make that shit so fucking drug out. It's not even enjoyable. It's just, I don't know. It kind of was a flop for me, but people champed it. But that's
I can understand that. Because, like, especially like you said with how AOT, like, it was just like,
Like 3 to 4 switch up is crazy. You know what I mean? The Eren you let off with season 3 is you get a completely different main character in season 4.
Like, you start season 4, you would have thought you was watching a whole different show.
I didn't even know that was Eren, bro. Season 4. I was like, who the fuck is this cripple we got on the screen right now?
But nah, yeah, I was a little confused when I was seeing like the season two stuff because I didn't touch any of the manga or anything. Like just seeing how he was much older and everything, and the whole shit, like, everything looked different. I'm like, the show looked way not what it was like. But you know, it probably gets explained and everything. That's why I'll eventually watch it and I'll be able to see for myself like what it's all about.
So then after that, I would go into a classic. I had to watch this for Simba for Senpai. I had done a guest episode with them for Gundam 00. You ever watch any of the Gundams, Jaquan?
Probably like one of them.
I feel that. This is only my second one.
I was not really a big Gundam fan.
That's how I was too.
That's what I'm
I'm
saying.
actually on my third one right now, though, I'm not gonna lie. I'm watching Iron Blood Orphans right now. But
Yeah,
Gundam Zero
I
Zero
heard that
slap.
one. Yeah, I heard
It
that.
was definitely worth it. I watched Witch of Mercury, that is the newest one, not a fan. Did not enjoy Witch of Mercury at all. So Gundam 00 season one, as far as well, I have season one, but I actually did finish the whole thing. I'm gonna give it a 7. I'll give it a 7.5 because I did enjoy it. It was definitely the one I enjoyed the most so far. I'm like 5 or 6 episodes in on Iron Blood Orphans, so I have like I could I see Iron Blood Orphans taking over Gundam 00 for me. But we'll see. After that, we go into Be the Beginning, which was a like murder mystery thriller. I thought it was gonna be just like some cops hunting down this motherfucking serial killer, and instead it turned into this whole like fantasy
Yeah,
gods, demons. Like, did you watch that shit?
it is not what you thought it was about to
Bro,
be.
I was like, I was enjoying the serial killer thing, and then I feel like it got way too out of hand for me.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was about to be like, like a little like Death Note type of thing,
Yeah,
like kind of on that,
right?
like,
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought it was gonna be like.
but no, that shit just flipped and it went to a more fantasy side. But like, I mean, I should have expected it because I guess I don't pay attention too much to the genres that they literally tell you the show is, and it
I don't,
literally
yeah, I don't
fantasy.
either. I just click on whatever. I look at the trailer, I'm like, that looks good. Now watch that shit, especially when I'm at work.
I was expecting, yeah, like that more like intellectual, like thought process, thought out, like hunt down the serial killer type style, like definitely, like, I was expecting that.
That
But
one guy was pretty fucking smart.
yeah, that's what I was saying,
But
dude. Like,
like it feel like it's wasted because he can't like co he finds the people and then they're all just dumb strong. He can't fight nobody barely.
What's his name, like Keith or
Yeah,
something, or
Keith,
Kenny?
yep.
Keith or
Yeah.
yeah, I'm gonna say Keith or
And like
Kenny.
and the main character is getting pieced the fuck up the whole time. And he was strong as shit.
Nah, bro, really will get boxed up,
He was just
and
get losing limbs every battle. Like after the first half, you know what I mean? Like once they get into the they like do that whole battle on the rooftop with his girl and all that shit.
bro was laid up on the wall with a whole hole in his chest, bro.
Yeah. So I think Be the Beginning, honestly, I'm gonna give it a 6. I really enjoyed the first half, bro, but I would not watch it again. I'm not recommending it to any of my homies.
I would say
It,
it's a
I don't
cool.
regret watching it. I
It's
don't
cool.
regret watching it.
Yeah, definitely not regretful, but yeah, like you said, nothing I'm about to like go out of my way to rewatch. Like,
Yeah, I'm not sitting here like, when's the next season of Be the Beginning coming out?
yeah, nah. But if I ever get around to it, I will.
Moving on to a sports anime. You guys know I don't really fuck with sports animes, but Blue Lock, soccer anime. You rock with Blue Lock?
right.
You hate it? Hey, me too. Fuck Blue Lock, bro.
That shit.
Honestly, I watched the what's his name? The documentary just dropped on fucking Netflix of like the world's most famous soccer player. And that shit was way more entertaining than Blue Lock was. That 4-episode documentary. Fuck Blue Lock. That shit was boring. Like when I watch a sports anime, right? I want it to be anime. I want anime shit to happen. Everything like
Even like the
Blue
main
Lock,
character. I didn't even like the
huh?
main character. I didn't even
Yeah,
like
he was boring as fuck. I liked that one white-haired kid, and that was it.
Oh shit. I wanna
I rocked with
it's
him.
a
Fuck the
Y.
rest
It's
of
a
them.
Y name. I can't remember his fucking name. It's like a Y name, I think. Or is it Ren, or is it the Ren dude?
I don't fucking know, bro. None of them are worth my time remembering.
Nah, yeah, but yeah, Blue Lock definitely.
It was a dope premise that was just ruined on no anime shit happening in the anime. Like I'm supposed to just like every time it's like I gotta I gotta rethink my strategy and then put the puzzle together again. And I'm supposed to like be fucking mind blown by that.
Nah, yeah, it's like they tried to do with what Koroka Basket tried doing. Like,
but nah, you're nah. See, the thing with nah, you need to watch fucking. You better relax on Kuroko because that's on the list here.
I said they tried to do Kuroko.
Yeah, Kuroko was perfect.
Yes,
sports anime. That's on the list. That's later. Don't jump ahead. Jaquan. Blue Lock. We give him Blue Lock a fucking 5.5. I could see how you could enjoy it more if you like if soccer was your life. You know what I mean? Because it was very true to like the sport, but. As just an anime fan, not a soccer fan, not even a sports fan, that shit was mid.
I can respect like the sports side of it because I'm into the sports shit. But yeah, like you said, that shit can't exceed like a 5 for me. Like it's
Like I know like I'm not the demographic to even begin with. Like I don't even watch real sports. So
but you appreciate like you just said Kuroko Basketball.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I guess that's because I'll go out and play basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll go out and shoot horse and play basketball and stuff, but I'm not going to go play soccer for fun.
Facts.
So like basketball is a little more easy for me to rock with. Next one is Campfire Cooking in Another World, a mid-ads isekai about this dude who goes into another world and he just be cooking all the time. And his, like, isekai power is that he can fucking have this, like, portable shop that he's be buying shit from and cooking stuff with it.
I already gave you my opinions on isekai.
Yeah. We know we don't really rock with that. There's, you know, no one can do it like Slime. Slime's the best isekai, hands down, by far. And that's just, it is what it is.
Which, I'm going to get it. Since you've been hype, I'm going to get to it, bro.
Slime?
Yeah,
bro, I'm telling you, Slime goes so fucking hard for no reason. It's one of those like real good, like feel good animes, but that can also fucking like do anime shit.
I think what was just throwing me off about it is just like, what the fuck? This shit look goofy, like. But and I was like,
dog, we watch One Piece.
That's what I'm like. I watch One Piece. That's
what I'm like. Nah, that's I can't ever say fucking something looks too goofy to watch. Really.
Nah. Facts. But that's why I was like, nah, especially because it's not just you that I've heard it from that's it's good. So I'm like, yeah,
but me and Isabel went and saw the movie in the theaters. That's how like we have the whole squad statue wise, we got the whole manga. I really think it's like probably my favorite isekai.
Nah, yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to get to that.
And it's only like 50 eps, I think. So not bad, not hard grind. Campfire Cooking in Another World, I give that shit a 5.
I'm about to say, isekai, move on.
Uncle from Another World. This is a heavy comedy isekai, right? So, pretty much what happens, Jaquan, you ever hear of this one, Uncle from Another World?
No.
Are you making a little list? You better keep a little list, honestly, because I'm giving you some baggage
Wait, isn't it that... Cause he
it's on Netflix.
It's the dude that looked kind of like... He looked like Betelgeuse, but he... Not at the same. It's the dude with the glasses, right?
Yeah, he got yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so what happens is he gets in a car accident as a teenager, right? Gets hit by a bus or whatever the fuck truck goon, and he gets put into a coma for like 13 or 17 years or something like that. And when he's in this coma, he's actually living his life in an isekai world. But the anime takes place after all that. Him waking up from the coma is episode 1, right? Mm. And when he wakes up from the coma, he has his powers from the isekai world, but he's on regular ass Earth. And also, because he was hit in like the 90s, he wakes up and he's like not used to like technology, like eBay,
bro wakes up
YouTube. Yeah, so he literally wakes up like mind fucking blown, bro.
It was like, what the fuck?
It's like 13 episodes, but it's a fucking banger. It's so fucking funny too. Uncle from Another World's definitely getting an 8 for me. I would definitely watch a whole other season of that, bro.
it just sounds like a hilarious concept, especially after you said, like, bro, is it like just waking up and seeing the phones ain't even got cords on them no more? It's crazy.
Like, he literally got magic and shit. Like, that so he's using his magic to do fuckery, like just like dumb basic shit that you would use it for, right? And then they decide they're gonna like make a YouTube channel and do magic, like use his magic and be a famous YouTuber with his magic and shit like that. Next one is Great Pretender, which was a shorter Netflix original anime. Did you hear about this one at all? It's about it's like a petty theft thing that turns into way more than that. You know what I mean? It's like a little like 4-man crime organization that like makes it into the big leagues and starts like they work their way up. And you know what I'm saying?
Nah, let me look it up real quick.
It's real interesting. The art style is different. It's kind of like a refreshing art style. It's shorter.
Oh yeah, this looks beautiful.
Dub slaps. I watched the dub too. Dub slaps for it. Great Pretender is another one. We bought the first manga for it just because like it's one that I want in the collection. I'm not gonna like probably buy the whole series or nothing. It did just get renewed for a second season, so I'm excited for that. It definitely deserves it.
Definitely Netflix anime. I definitely gotta dive in that bag more because before it was like,
don't worry. That's what I'm here for. That's what this podcast is for.
But Netflix definitely, I feel like they've been producing a lot more hits and definitely been getting more in their bag with animation and bringing in different types of studios and stuff. Like, I'm looking at this, like, this just looks very
bright. Yeah, it looks bro. And the animation's clean too for it.
And the character designs look very nice too. Not yet.
Great Pretender, I'm gonna go with an 8.5. Next one, I might catch some strays for this, but Made in Abyss. This actually won anime of the year.
What are you about to say? Oh,
I hated this pedophile ass anime. This shit was just, it was one of those animes where they're like, how uncomfortable can we make the viewer for funsies? And then everyone's going to champ it like it's anime of the year because it's like something. Oh my god, look how edgy this anime is. That shit was fucking hot pedophile garbage.
I will say, yeah, that stuff, you know, do be weird, but you know.
I like the theory. It started off decent. And then it just progressively, the deeper she got down, the more fucked up it got and the more pedophile it got at the same time. Until it was just like, what am I fucking watching this for?
I would say, I mean, I'm not going to, I can't give it like.
And when it dropped originally, it was an Amazon only. Which it like, was? Yeah, it was. The first year. That was what I never actually heard. The first year it happened, you can go back and listen to the podcast. We covered this back when it happened. But it beat out Demon Slayer. I was salty because I was like, what the fuck is this anime? I never even heard of it before. And then looked it up. It was an Amazon only. And I was like, oh, that's why Jeffrey fucking just paid for it to be anime of the year. And that's why we're doing our own game show this year, because fuck all these other fake-ass game shows. I'm going to be honest with everyone.
Yeah, don't get me started with the game awards.
Yeah, don't worry, we're doing video games too.
Oh,
we're doing all of it. We're doing everything. Made in Abyss, yeah, I'm giving that shit a 4.
I'll give it.
The only reason it's even getting a 4 for me is because it was an interesting idea. The animation wasn't horrible. Like, it was clean and, like, unique character design and stuff. But, like I said, everything else was bad.
I'd defend it. 6 or 7. Nah, because I understand the point you made with that type of... Yes, that stuff, yeah, I'm the same type of way. That stuff be weird.
It's, like, the same reason I dropped Goblin Slayer.
I'm not about to look past that. Like, that's very weird. Like,
yeah. I'm sure Goblin Slayer gets cool or whatever the fuck, but any anime that's like in episode one, it's like, hey, let's throw a rape scene in anime one just because it's funny or whatever. No. Or we got to grab their attention. Like, bro, you can put a cool fight in or some shit. Like, what is your demographic you're trying to reach?
No, yeah. I mean, like, from that type of angle, like that type of stuff, like a clean way to do it, to, like, bring up One Piece, like. I mean, what just recently happened, not to spoil people, but, like, what recently just happened, like, that is, like, a very natural way to plug that type of dark shit into your story, but not have it just in your face just to do it. Like, that is just a natural way, and to make readers, like, think for
even just Attack on Titan, you know what I mean? Like, Attack on Titan does gore real fucking hard without it being, like, uncomfortable to like sit and watch, you know what I mean?
Just like, why is it like, no, it's like natural because this fucking war, like that's just natural to happen.
And if you're upset about my comments towards that, ask yourself why you're cool watching rape. You know what I'm saying? Ask yourself that. Why are you cool watching that shit?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you should never be cool just sitting watching that. Like, it should more so just be like, yes, you like you understand like it's for the story, but like you should. It's supposed to make you feel uncomfortable. Like, but it's not supposed to feel comfortable at all. Like, you should not be saying like, oh, like this scene was this great. Like, nah.
Yeah, even a scene. If you do, there is a way to do it and use it right where. Like, and as much as I fucking hate season 4 of Sword Art, when they do that whole scene in episode 10, when fucking they're trying to push themselves on these women and it shows Kirito breaking the code of the game to commit murder, you know what I mean? They insinuate, they show you without showing you, they get, you know what's happening, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, and his, the payoff is worth like the reason, you know, it wasn't just for no fucking reason just thrown in there.
Yeah, here's an easy comparison. Take that and then compare it to part 2 of season 1, where like that weird ass scene where like Asuna was like upside down and stuff with all the like that's just crazy.
Oh yeah,
like yeah, compare that. Like
that was some fan service. Oh, you're talking about when Mans was in there wilding out.
Yeah, like that's crazy. Like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, that's why Sword Art kind of fell off for me, because they throw it in for no reason. They do throw it in later on in the part 2 of season 4 for no reason. But anyway, fuck that whole topic and subject. Kuroko Basketball, S tier sports anime. They do that shit where it's like, you watch it and you're like, there's no way they can do that in a real game, and then you'll see it sometimes, like it should happen in the real game.
Fucking NBA, yeah, they do.
I've seen like the one like the behind the back like elbow bump past the ball. I've seen that like in a real game clip.
I'd just be like, yo, you say they can't do that, Duncan? Go watch Zion Williamson. Like, nah. Like,
bro, someone needs to master that fucking. That like pre-shot jumper, you know what I'm talking about? Like if Steph Curry perfected that,
yo,
you just set up and have someone pass it in your hands every time, and then just fire that bitch off.
If that ever happened in real life, they would get tested for fucking performance enhancing drugs. That would be the quickest PED test you've ever seen in your life.
That's like the only thing I haven't seen from that show in like a game yet.
Bro, just let me.
Let me just pre-fire these 3-pointers.
Like, what? But nah, yeah, like you said, yeah, ain't no need for discussion. No less than a 9.5 out of 10. It's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna give it a 9, but I'm not mad at 9.5 either. But I'm gonna give it a 9 myself. I'm not even a basketball person, so.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
I still just rock with that shit. Like,
I'm telling y'all, Dylan does not watch sports.
No, not even a little bit, bro. I watch UFC fights, and that's about it.
Nah, but UFC just fire.
Yeah, even like Kuroko, though, like the movies they dropped, everything they put out was real good. The animation goes hard as fuck. Super entertaining, worth watching it.
Coolest,
like, music slaps.
In anime since Slam Dunk. Like, Slam Dunk was the only one I was like, and then Hajime no Ippo, but
Ippo fucking goes so hard.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the goat of all of them,
but yeah. I mean, like, that Dempsey roll, how are you not gonna like
fuck all
that's
that.
Made for shonen boys.
Like, Ippo thought he had him, and then bro hit the craziest Matrix move on him and then tried to hit him with an uppercut, and then
That's Go one watch. That I'm still trying to get Isabel to watch from the beginning.
Please.
She's seen like fights in full that I've shown her, but never the whole anime.
Oh my god.
And she would rock with it too, because Ippo got like his girl, you know what I'm saying? He'd just be fighting. Yeah, she likes that little relationship. She likes that little boo thing on the side of the ring.
Cheering him on, bro. Sometimes he gotta look over just to get some encouragement. Boy, yeah, like, nah.
And then that's when that Dempsey roll kicks in, and man just starts fucking putting that work in. Next one, honestly, maybe my highest rated one on this list so far, Golden Kamuy. That was one that I slept on so fucking hard for a while. I've heard about it for a minute, but I just never decided to watch it. One day I decided to throw that shit on, see what happens. Ended up falling in love with it, bro. It's about these prisoners who have, they're in this like fucking horrible, like enslaved camp. And
I'm about to say, isn't it more so like, it ain't like current, nothing like, it's more like
an it's like old, old time,
19th century type shit.
Yeah, Japan, yep. And so the prisoners, they're like, yeah, like war prisoners, shit like that. They have, if you de-skin all of them and put all of their tattoos together, it makes a map of where this like ancient gold is from this like Indian tribe that was living there.
Mm.
And like, it's like, yeah, that's what it is. Everyone's hunting down all these prisoners. There's 100 prisoners. Everyone's like three different factions trying to gain control of the most skins so they can like try to put the map together. And it's just a wild ass story. And our boy Immortal Sugimoto is a fucking we saw in the fucking podcast, we S tier character for sure.
I mean,
and the music slaps.
You saying all this and how you like this? I mean, then you would definitely mess with Kingdom Heavy, bro. Like,
you would. I couldn't rock with Kingdom's animation, bro.
Go read it. Go read it.
I couldn't. That's what everyone says. Go read it, but I don't read it, bro. That's why. I don't read, bro. That's why I was in the army, because I don't read. Jaquan.
I don't read.
I don't read, bro.
I listen to orders. I don't need to read the.
Send me an audio file. You read it to me. I'll listen to it at work. Next anime, a little sleeper. Not a sleeper one, but one that came and gone quick. Mashal. Did you watch that, Jaquan?
Nah, but my my god brother had told me about it, and I'm like, what?
Else? You know, Harry Potter without the magic, he gotta use them hands.
Like, I'm like, what in hell is... I was like, what in hell is this, bro?
It's literally if you just put Itadori in fucking Hogwarts. That's the whole anime. It's a fun little watch, though. Got One Punch Man vibes, for sure.
Nah, I did see that. Like, it has... I feel like it has, like, more of a look to like Bob Psycho, I feel like.
Yeah, well, it's same people, I think.
Oh, no, that's probably why.
I rocked with Mashal. I could be wrong on same people though, also. Don't hold me to that little fact. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I'll just guess, bro.
Nah, I'm about to
if you say it confident enough, they'll just believe you, Jaquan, so.
Nah, facts. Just stay with confidence. I mean, Naruto fans do that.
You know how many Boruto fans are out here saying shit with their chest recently? You know how many Jujutsu Kaisen fans are out here saying shit with their chest? I was battling with JK fans today. Mashal's a 7, though. We're going to give it a 7.
I'm about to say what's next.
Bro, big sleeper next. Link Click. You ever hear that?
Yeah.
And I'm surprised you heard of that, actually.
Yeah, I have.
See, Jaquan kind of, he downplayed before he came in the pie. He's like, oh, yeah, I think I watched, like, 30 anime. But he's, like, knowing all of these. 30 anime? Kind of sucks.
No, say what I told you. I said that, yes, I may, but there's some that, there's just a lot I don't, haven't completed or stuff.
So you just know a lot, but you ain't seen a lot.
Yes.
You got them all?
Finish what I said.
You gotta make them all. Hey, like I said, if you say it confidently. Link Click. So it's about these like brothers, right? One of them, they're like crime solvers, and one of them can they high five each other. One of them goes back in time, and the other one can stay in the present and do the whole future sight talk through the fucking twinsy mind thing, right?
I just tell people it's Steins Gate without the horniness, and more,
which is probably why I like it more than Steins Gate, if we're being honest.
And more of a like you said, because that's just the cool aspect of its of like this family run business that they solve like these crimes and stuff through this shit
using pictures.
And that's what I'm not here like, they enter the photos and they use that to go. What is it like a day or like half a day?
It's like day before the fucking whatever takes place.
Yeah, before it happens, and then they go gather the evidence through there, and boom, solve the crime like that.
Obviously, you already know they can't help themselves. They start fucking with shit. Time goes astray, you know.
That, then yeah.
But it does. It's a timeline. It's a time, or what the fuck am I trying to say? A time travel anime that like does a good job of keeping the timeline in order. Like, it doesn't get confusing, you know what I'm saying? And it's also drawn really well, too. It's another one of those, like, refreshing animation styles. It's, like, you don't see often.
Oh, nah, yeah, definitely very good. Because it's just, it's not too complicated looking. It's just nice little sleek character designs. And, like, it has a nice color palette, too. Like, a nice, like, gray-blue scale type color palette.
I still have to watch season 2, though. But season 1, I'll give it an 8.
Yeah, I'm about really season one, I give like I give season one even a 9. Like I really did like it.
It was surprised me.
I really did like because I mean I was a person that did like Steins Gate, but like
I think it was one that Nikachu had recommended me before, and I watched that. Like, I found it
through after watching Steins Gate. I'm like, oh shit, this I'm getting more in this time travel bags type stuff, and then. Like that was just, like I said, just an even cooler concept than that. Steins Gate was cool on its own, but it's like just the simple, like, I just like the whole, like, intellectual crime solving style type of stories and anything, anyway.
Yeah. Next one is another Netflix one, and I was kind of disappointed by it because I had gotten in a kick and I started watching all the Godzilla movies because I didn't see a lot of them. I watched the old one with the Godzilla that everyone hates, that they think looks ugly, looks like a dinosaur. I liked that one. People hated it. So I was like, all right, well, let me check out the regular Godzillas. And I was wrong. The regular Godzillas are better than that Godzilla. I still rock with the other one, but I understand people hating it. This one that I watched was Godzilla Singular Point, a 3D anime.
I was never the biggest Godzilla fan. It's crazy.
Really?
Not at all. Like,
they're kind of hit or miss. Some of them are really fucking good. Some of them are really fucking mid.
Like,
and then there's just a bunch of them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you don't even know what are the good ones.
I watched the Godzilla vs. Kong shit, which I was like, this shit's pretty cool. But I'm like,
sorry.
It's like,
it starts getting a little too Transformers.
No, Michael. What I said, Michael Bay. Just gets a little too Michael Bay, like, for me.
So yeah, Godzilla Singular Point, pretty much same story. They find Godzilla, they find bones, dinosaurs be fucked shit up. It's all CG anime. They try to use this like little trashy piece of shit mech to fight with. It's just horrible. Give that one a 3.
Nothing against CG, but like yeah.
Not everything against CG. Fucking stop using it. Anime community. MAPPA
can be used,
or UFO table. You need permission to use it. Those two can do whatever they want for now. MAPPA almost got taken away for Attack on Titan season 4, but
I feel like Toei recently they used it correctly and incorrectly in a bunch of scenes. Like
I know, just be fought back and forth.
Yeah, like sometimes
like Kaido, you're like,
it looks disgusting, but then sometimes it looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I'm willing to overlook Dragon Kaido, though, if they keep doing Gear 5 shit, you know what I'm saying? If Egghead get that Wano treatment, oh my god, bro. Yeah. It's a wrap next year, too.
I'm telling you, yeah. Oh, 2024 is about to be crazy for that stuff. But, you know, that's a topic for another day.
Talking about CG and anime, though, someone that uses it perfectly is the next one on our list. Demon Slayer Season 3.
Oh, lordy.
Animation-wise... That shit was beautiful. Story-wise, I was so fucking bored. Like, even though the entire season was, like, literally fighting, I felt like. Like, almost the whole, like, it was so much fighting the whole of this season. And I just felt like it was way more mid than Entertainment Arc. Or Entertainment District.
Listen, I can't speak too much on it because I have because at this point I said I have to read it. I can't watch that shit. Like
I read all of it.
It's too boring. Like
bro. Honestly, I would stay anime only. Did you read it yet?
No, I have.
I would say anime only just because you're past the shitty part. Like that was the Sword Village arc was the shitty part. Oh, everything to come is about to be hype.
It's just like every time I was like,
but like, yeah, that Sword Art was, I remember reading that shit and I was like, these vase demon, I don't give a fuck about. These goddamn swordsmen, I don't give a fuck about. That I fuck with that one swordsman who wouldn't even acknowledge the demon. He was just like, I'm gonna keep working, bro.
Like, the one character I was like fucking with a little bit was Inosuke. That was the one dude I was like, all right, I with this dude. But then, you know, Zenitsu got introduced right before
him, yeah,
so that didn't help. So
I'm gonna say Demon Slayer season 3, I'm gonna say 6.5. Animation really carried the fucking shit out of it. And like, even like the Love Hashira showed up, she almost died. She literally almost got smoked. Like, the whole Nezuko scene was emotional. I'll give them that. They did that shit good.
I say this all the time. I won't speak on it until I fully consume it myself. But every time
I consumed it,
I could speak on this. I have never one time on social media seen anybody post about Demon Slayer, just talking about the story, anything. Like, you'll see other series. Like,
well, no, it's because it's a basic-ass shonen. There's no story.
Breaking down the story. All they show, look at this animation. Oh, my God. Like, bro. Like, come on. Like, that's not about to sell me. I can't care less about flashy colors. Like, my third favorite anime is Yu Yu Hakusho, bro. Like, I don't care about no flashy colors. Hell no.
But Yusuke wears a bright green jumper, and Kubar wears a bright blue jumper.
Great, they wear the most simple fits, and the shit's fire.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's because, I mean, look at both of them. Like, dog, they're way too cool. That's why this live action about to flop. You can't reimpersonate Yusuke and Kuwabara.
I mean, what everybody's waiting for is more so like a reanimation, because oh my God, when I tell you that would blow up like crazy. But
it's supposed to happen next year, I'm telling you.
It's that Nakeem motherfucker, bro.
I'm telling you.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll wait for some more news on it.
But an anime that doesn't need any help with fighting or animation, really, because the story's so good.
No,
is Dr. Stone season 3.
I haven't watched season 3 yet, but season 1 and 2 I very much enjoy.
It's another one of those feel good ones I could just watch every week, and I'm like happy. Even when bad shit's happening, I'm still like kind of happy about it. Like, it's just so good. I love the world. I even though like everything is like really fucked up right now, and like they're getting their revenge on the stone people, like the people turning people into stone, these like fake gods. They throw that fan service in there, but it's not too much. They know how to balance that shit.
Fire Force.
What? Yeah, exactly. Fire Force. Even better than Fire Force, though, because they Fire Force just be like, oh shit, my bikini fell off. Like
you know, don't.
They don't be doing that in Dr. Stone. They got a little class in Dr. Stone, yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, they'll show the casual yams every once in a while, but like, it's just it's clearly for
joke. Keep my attention. They just gave me science for 6 minutes straight. So
that's what I'm saying, they just gave me some knowledge.
Hell's Paradise. Oh fucking, I'm an idiot. Dr. Stone 7.5. I'm rocking with it still. We're starting collecting the manga now. We have 5 volumes so far.
Off the first 2 seasons, I'd give it an 8.
Off the first 2, yeah. The season 3 definitely, I would say, slows it up a little bit. I don't know. It's just interesting. It's hard to explain.
I'm not gonna lie. No. I'm kind of wanting that, because like, just to slow it down, develop more of a plot for the, like, they have a plot development.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything for you, but something happened.
Well, I'll wait and see.
Something happens off rip that you're like, oh, all right then. Hell's Paradise is next. That's one that let me down personally, but I know a lot of people loved it. I just thought that shit was boring. Animation carried it hard as fuck, but I didn't give a fuck about the island. I didn't give a fuck about that black-haired Sakura who's supposed to be the main character. Gabimaru was cool, but he was like a little overhyped. Thankfully the anime's over and no one talks about it anymore and hasn't said shit about that thing, but I'm gonna give it a 6. Just because it had some good fights in it, but that's all I had going. I don't really care about the next season.
I could not get past season 1.
Of Hell's Paradise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it just wasn't boring. Interesting enough for me. Like,
yeah.
They had, you know, some interesting concept, but I'm just like, nah, like, I can't. Like, this is just not it.
Yeah, that was not it. Like, like you said, just no substance behind the plot.
Yeah. I was actually wrong earlier when I had stated that Golden Kamuy would be the highest on the list, because the one that I'm about to say right now, complete bias, fuck y'all if you don't agree with me, Pokemon Ultimate Journeys. I finally finished all of Pokemon from start to finish, and Ultimate Journeys literally made me cry. I'm not gonna lie about it. Seeing fucking Pikachu battle Charizard or
Fool me too much, don't fool me too much. I know he's gonna battle a lot. I know he's gonna battle a lot.
You know who's he battling?
He's gonna battle fucking Ghost brother. Yes, I know.
Yeah, he's battling Leon. Leon got a Charizard. Ash got a Pikachu. Yeah. They be throwing a hand.
I did see clips of that damn thing. I'm like, yo,
they just do that. Be
going crazy.
Because you be watching anime and then you be watching Pokemon and then you forget that Pokemon's an anime. So then when it does some anime ass shit, it like catches me off guard. I'm like, oh fuck, this isn't a cartoon. I'm watching an anime right now. Man. So like you know what I'm saying, they go to use a move, and all of a sudden, fucking, it's cutting back to Ash's, all of Ash's teams, the generations, all the Pikachu's been with everyone. You know what I'm saying? It's showing up all emotional and shit.
No, yeah, that's why I said I gotta just, because I left off at like after the Sun and Moon series, and I was watching Journeys, but then like I could barely remember much of it. So I want to just I just said since
I rock with Go, it slaps, bro. Journey slaps hard.
Yeah, no, I heard it does slap. That's why, since Ash's journey's over, I just want to at this point, just
rewatch. Yeah,
start like
hell yeah,
the whole thing. Because bro, people forget like X and Y was crazy. Like X and Y was heat, and then even Sun and Moon. Like I feel like that's a little slept on. Like Sun and Moon was.
I didn't rock with Sun and Moon. That was why I started being like.
Sun and Moon was gas. Like, oh my god, there were so many fights in Sun and Moon. Like, even had great characters. Like, even the.
Oh, we're talking about. I'm thinking about the games. I'm a fucking idiot. Yeah, I rock with all the anime.
Yeah, Ultra Sun and Moon.
My hate for the game Sun and Moon kicked in and was like, don't let him compliment the game.
Nah, yeah. The original Sun and Moon, yeah, not all that. But Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, yes. Oh my god. Made up for that. So much better. But yeah, the anime series, I still feel like anime slept on, like, heavily.
So, Pokemon Ultimate Journey, obviously I'm giving it a 10. It's my whole life. I fucking collect Pokemon 25 years. I've been watching the anime since the first episode dropped ever. I've seen all the OG movies in theaters. Grandma Kathy used to take me to the theaters, the drive-in. I've seen all them bitches. I got the Ancient New promo, you know what I'm saying? Like, Pokemon's my shit. It gets a 10. That's a bias. You know what I'm saying? I'll admit it.
Yeah, that's fair. It's one of the goats.
Baki Season 3. Newest one dropped on Netflix. You see him fight his father finally. And it's definitely a battle of battles. It's extra as fuck, obviously. How else would you expect their battle to go? You watch Baki at all?
I wasn't the biggest fan of it when I first watched it, but I think I just have to, you know, give it another shot. Started from the top.
Yeah, it's just it's real extra, but it's entertaining watch. Yeah, I kind of wish
it would definitely be having me laughing. Like that shit is kind of hilarious. Like
it's wild with the shit they come up with, but they do just be having mad Jack like half naked dudes all the time on the screen.
Like yo, that shit was throwing me off. I'm like yo, what is
this? Unrealistic body goals for men? You know,
nah,
makes me self conscious while I watch it.
We be talking about, like, we be always trying to say this, like, you know, for the females. But I'm like, bro, this kind of crazy.
Unrealistic like, goal unrealistic for me.
For the guys, bro.
That guy is 6'10", 475 pounds, and, like, 2% body fat. And the body fat's only his dick. That's every character in Baki.
Even JoJo's characters be having that problem. Like, bro, this man 14, looking like a grown-ass man, like...
Baki Season 3, though, it did have one scene in it. They threw a fucking rape scene in there for no fucking reason, bro. I hate that shit. Like, for what? Why do we need that? So I think I'm gonna have to give it. I'm gonna have to give it a 6.5. I think. The animation was good. It definitely did good at making me feel uncomfortable later on after all the fucking, that one stupid fucking scene. It literally is the dumbest scene to not have to be in there at all, bro. Like, I wish I could just get that fucking scene out of there. Moving on. My Happy Marriage is a romance magic anime. Did you hear that one? Watch that one at all? It's newer, 2023. Yeah.
I don't be really in that.
No romances. I feel you.
No, I'm not gonna say no romances because I feel like I'm a little bit trying to get into it because like I feel like I was more deterred away from it because usually romances be always centered around high school relationships and I'm like, I don't care to watch high school relationships. But then, all right,
hear me out. I'm about to tell you about a high school relationship you gotta watch. Okay, it's a movie. It's called Your Name.
Oh, what? Your Name's fire. Don't, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're not, one of the 30. Your Name's one of the 30, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not, like, that's how I'm not going to crap on it completely, but it's definitely not something that I just seek out because I'm like, bro, like.
I'm not that way either. Normally, if Isabel recommends me a romance or if it wins an award or something, I'll check it out, see what I like. But I'm picky as fuck when it comes to romances. So.
Yeah. I think that is where I am at with it. I rocked with the Comey Can't Communicate shit. Like, that's, like, pretty fucking cool.
Oh, my God, bro. I can't tell you. I get that one requested to me a lot. That one and fucking the Bunny Girl Senpai. Ruka's been fucking, that's one that he's, like, always trying to get me to
watch. Oh, yeah. He brought it up to me, too.
That was for you, Ruka.
Yeah, we was on the call. Nah, yeah, he didn't mention it. I remember it.
I'm giving My Happy Marriage a 6. Mainly because the dude is a fucking a classic. Like, he's a good-ass dude, fucking can fight. And she's just, literally at every possible waking moment, a fucking nuisance to him. She's like, I don't want to be a nuisance to you, but also, everything I'm going to do is going to be a fucking nuisance to you. Including trying not to be a nuisance to you. It's unbelievable.
Annoying casual tropes and shit.
Like, just be whispering, walking around, whispering and passing out all the time for no reason. Like, yeah, just fucking. Animation was great, though. Good animation.
That's why I think. That's why I think you should try the Comey Can't Communicate shit. Cause like that it takes the tropes idea and makes like emphasizes it in a way that it's like, okay, yeah, they're purposely doing this to make it more comical. Like, this is supposed to do this because every character embodies something, but then they also have a character on their own. Like, they're not just that trope like how it usually is. Nah, they actually will go through a development, and well, that will how it lead to them becoming friends with them, because that's the whole goal of the show and everything. But like, everyone has, like, this certain trope tied to them, but it's not just their entire character as well, so.
Yeah. The next anime is actually another romance anime, but one I actually enjoyed. Yamada-kun, 999. It's about two introverted people who meet over a video game and then end up going to a meeting for the video game, meet in person, and then end up becoming a couple due to circumstances. Honestly, I enjoyed it. You get to see them actually be like do couple shit. Unlike most high school rom-coms, you don't ever see them do anything. They just like flirt and like barely like interact with each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so basically the whole, all right, we're going to just tease and cock tease the entire relationship.
That's what I'm saying. They don't do that.
That's why I can't mess with the Kagi or some shit. Like,
yeah. Love is War. Yep, 36 episodes for them to kiss behind a balloon.
Even though, like, you know, this, like, the funny characters, like, the I can't remember her name, the pink hair chick, like, she's mad fucking funny.
Yeah, but Chica was pretty lit.
Nah, yeah, like, but nah, yeah, I just can't rock with that shit. Like,
and also, obviously, you guys know, for if you listen to the podcast, Love Triangle comes up and that shit gets shot down right away. So, you know, I love that. I hate love triangles more than fucking anything. Overall, I give it a 7.5, I think.
It's the how I don't like love triangles, like, to add to that point, bro, is one of the reasons I fucking hate Korra. Like, Legend of Korra. Like, Jesus Christ. That love triangle shit was terrible.
Yeah, I hate all love triangles. I only like it if it's brought up and shot down immediately. Or it happens in Baki, and he does what every dude, like, wants to do, you know what I'm saying? Baki just handles his shit, that's all. He's not one of the main characters.
It's funny, actually. Damn, I think you would really like Komi Can't Communicate then, because they do the love triangle thing, but they do it in an amazing way. Like, it is...
Maybe
like,
one day.
It's not shot down fast, but the way it develops, it's not like, oh, it's clearly obvious. Like, oh, these people should know, like, okay, these people are liking each other. No. Like, you definitely...
I'm sure we can find something for you to trade for me to watch that at some point.
Yeah, we'll find something.
We'll give you something to watch.
Yeah, we'll find something. We'll find something. Because I know you'll really like that. Especially Isabel would like it. I know Isabel would.
Oh, you heard it. Isabel, you watch it, and then if she likes it, then I'll definitely watch it.
Yeah, Isabel, when you watch it, you will literally like that shit. Like,
I don't know if I can really put this one on the list, because it's not done yet, but Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, we still got five episodes, right?
I read the manga,
that's why I know, like, we're, like, kind of almost done, but I don't want to spoil anything for the mall.
Yeah, listener. We don't want to spoil anything, so let's just talk about it on the next checkup.
Yeah, that's true.
But from, I guess, to still give the rating for it from what we've seen so far, I'd say, bro, I keep saying this to people, this shit exceeds Season 1 by a long shot. Like, this is a literal 9 at the least. Like, me and Dylan disagree. Me and Dylan disagree on this, but yeah.
I don't know if it's better than Season 1.
It simply is.
see, I didn't fuck with him inventory like a lot of people did, though. You will all know in a podcast that's not released yet, and I don't know when it's going to release. I don't know when this one's going to release.
It'll come. Maybe it's out already.
There's a podcast episode called Hunter x Hunter vs. Jujutsu Kaisen. So if you guys see that, maybe listen to that one first. But I just have some gropes with Season 2.
I'm about to say, you'll hear our thoughts more in depth in that other episode that will be
planned. I also don't think that for them running the slave camp they are, that the animation's worth the...
When I saw that, I was like, fucked up that they're doing. I'm like, bro, that's kind of nasty. It is nasty. Like, that's just
You know what I will say? I will say that One Piece looks better and doesn't, you know what I'm saying, fuck their animators.
Beat their employees.
Yeah. They're not feeding them, like, breadcrumbs and beating their hands while they animate and shit.
Oh, lordy.
Speaking of horrible animation studios, ZOM 100 is next on our list.
That just breaks my, because it's such a
can't blame them because it's a small ass studio. It's like their first thing. They broke away from their abusive studio.
Like, it's not on them. It's not on them.
The thing I'm happy about is when they went on indefinite hiatus, and we talked about this on the last episode.
Yeah,
I was worried. I was confident that we were going to see more by the end of the year, and we are getting the last two episodes on Christmas Day, thankfully.
I thought it was like four.
I thought we only had two left. It might be four. It's two or four. But we're getting the rest of the episodes in one shot on Christmas. So they pretty much, like, you know what I'm saying, still kind of... They kind of just drop back to, like, a every other week, per two weeks, to make one episode.
What I say, it's just great to see that, like, now they're just able to now... If they feel like they need to stop, take that break, like, they just can do it and work on and make sure.
And that's what I said. Like, they were so close to being done. Like, just finish it out and then take as long as you want for the next season. Prep. hire some more animators. But
I still, because how, like, you know, me, like, Togashi and Oda being my favorite authors, you, like, you know how I feel about breaks and stuff. Like, it, like, please take that time. Like, you don't want to work yourself in the ground. Like, look at Togashi, bro. Like, bro can't even sit up. Like, that's just crazy. And the fact that people will, like, come and say stuff about Hunter x Hunter and Togashi even as an author, I'm like, come on, bro. Like, bro literally is half dying to try and complete this story. And y'all just saying the craziness with no knowledge or anything, just saying whatever because y'all hear, oh, hiatus, like X hiatus, like that's just crazy to say. That's why I'm glad when a studio just can just straight up take that break. Even with Oda, like, I say to people all the time, like, I do not give a hell if Oda was to just come out tomorrow and say, bro, I'm taking 3 months off. Go
relax, dog.
Nah, go take your time, bro. Relax, dog. Man, just, I know, we want, I know, it's cracked.
Switch to bi-weekly. Let's try bi-weekly first, you know what I'm saying? See how you feel bi-weekly first before we go to three-month breaks.
Yo, he deserves it, bro. Like,
I agree with you, like, but also, bro, we're getting close to being done, you know what I'm saying?
We're close to being done, bro. We got like four years of this damn story.
And listen, you know what I'm saying? I work in a wood factory, all right? That's a lot harder than sitting in a chair writing. That's all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? I feel for you, Oda. I feel for you, dog. But also, let's get this story out. I love you. Let's get this story out, dog.
We'll have to agree to disagree there. But you know.
And especially age getting up there. He want to retire. He want to enjoy his life. I know. He don't want to be 75 when he finishes fucking the story of One Piece.
Yeah, he ain't got to be taking no years. But like, it's just like, bro, really.
But I'm saying that's what happens. When you take that big 3 month break, that's what happens. You just don't come back. That's what happened with Togashi. He was chilling. Yeah. He was doing good. Togashi, he dropped back a little bit. And then he dropped back and said, hold on, I'm just going to take a big break. And then now he's been on a big break. Togashi, we get one chapter every 6 months. Togashi, he just needs really to let his wife write this shit like we were talking about in the Discord earlier, honestly.
Nah, Togashi, nah, different situation. Bro tried to come back along, and dog. Bro literally just then hospitalized. Like, Oda just rushed back for us off of an eye surgery. Bro, off the...
No, I'm not saying Oda's not tripping. I'm saying we can go to bi-weekly, bro. We can do that.
Agree to disagree.
They don't need to be every single week. Especially at the banger rate he's putting out. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're getting banger chapters.
I think
happens with this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Where people are like, oh, he didn't finish it because he's so bad. Nah, yeah.
People need
he was just upset, bro. Like, relax. Like, he's fucking. Yeah.
But
that's the shit that I hate is when people jump on it and they're like, oh, it looks like shit, blah, blah. But it's like, it does not look like. Some people were saying they even liked it because it like kind of added a grittiness.
It definitely had more of like, it kind of made it a little more gritty and more like, what's the like word? I'm blanking on the word for it. Dark is too simple of a word, but the people probably understand what we're looking for. But,
Zom 100.
Yeah, Zom 100.
I'm giving that shit a 9. I love Akira. It might be a biasly high. I bought the manga, bro. Every character is fucking really great.
Like, only gripe why I can't give it a 9. I'll give it an 8.75, 8.8. Like,
you're right. I'm gonna give it 8.5. A 9 is a little.
You already know what I'm about to bring up.
A 9 is a little wild, but I really like what.
You know what I'm about to bring up? That damn boss shit. I really did not like that scene.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm like, why is this? Like, I feel like this was already dealt with. Like,
I feel you.
Like,
he got dirt though.
But it's just like, it was the whole point of the beginning of the show, like that he broke free from that. Yeah, I get it. That maybe I'm just not understanding, and like, maybe I'll have to rewatch again and understand more of the viewpoint of like people in those hard situations, and like that then being just bounced back to them, because it wasn't that much time that passed from that, so you know that can be understandable. But I guess I'm just looking at more so in the viewer lens and just reacting too quickly and seeing that like that's just, I feel like that wasn't like good writing. But you know, maybe off of reflection, like, I will view it differently. But you know, that's why I still say, you know, definitely a very high 8, and I could even understand people saying 9. Like,
yeah, And last but not least, one recommendation from Isabel. I've heard good things about from other people as well. But Freyan, it's like a mage. It's also it's telling it after her big victory.
I have to watch that. I have to watch that.
Bro, honestly, enjoyed it a lot. 10 episodes far. I'm not sure if it's done or not. I'm not sure if it's done or if it's still coming out weekly. Because I literally just got caught up like 3 hours ago. So, but I really fucked with the animation's good. Music's a vibe. World's a vibe. Character building's pretty cool. Or not character building, but, like the character designs are pretty cool. I fuck with the cast overall. I'm definitely excited to see more of it.
Nah, yeah, definitely. Since now I'm hearing you talk about it and I've been seeing it on like social media and shit.
Well, you gotta watch Slime Dog.
Well, okay, all right, ready for this? Ready for this? All right, trade. That's our trade right there. You watch Comey, and I watch Slime. Boom.
How long is Comey?
It's only a season two so far.
All right,
they already got like 400. How many chapters? I forgot.
Only because I literally just finished that fucking Freerun, so I don't have anything started right now.
And like then further in the manga and stuff, like where I was saying, like the love triangle, like they introduced literally probably my favorite.
I'll definitely not read the manga.
Oh god damn it, bro! Read.
I'm definitely not read the manga, dog.
Read, motherfucker. Read. I gotta strap this motherfucker down and put a book in his face.
Oh my lordy!
I'm the dude from Boondocks.
Read, nigga. Read.
Oh my god. Speaking of that, it makes me so proud that Dylan knows what Boondocks is. Like
me, of course, so of course. Happy as a black man. Jesus Christ. Of course I have to. That's one that Isabel seen clips of, but I've never shown her like a full episode.
Oh my god.
Because no, it's please, so wild.
Please, I will fucking I
just don't know where I would, but I wouldn't know where to start her at even. Like
episode
do
one.
Start from episode one?
Yes. Yes, just episode one, bro. Like, Boondocks is so great, bro. Oh my god.
We'll see.
Already? Okay, now we got the assignments. I'll watch Slime. Isabel gotta watch Boondocks. Gotta watch Comey.
I can definitely agree to Comey. You can definitely agree to Slime.
Nah, yeah, I gotta convince her of the Boondocks.
Just while you're watching Slime, just understand season one is world building, character building, and then season two is payoff.
Nah, I heard the world building. I definitely have already heard the world building is very fantastic.
It has really good world building for real. And that's it just may seem so little slow.
Interested. That's what brought my interest to it. Like after I was like looking, I was like, what the hell? But then after I heard like about the world building stuff, I was like, oh no, that does sound pretty interesting.
You already know if you're ever trying to watch any in the Discord too, or if you ever try to come over and watch some, you know, so I'm always down to watch the Slime.
I'll put it in the Discord sometimes, just play it and like anybody join up, I'll have it playing. And then, you know, like I said, if I'm over there, we can play it as well. Same with what we did was on 100. Like
there. Did I rank Freyan? 7.5 if I didn't.
Oh,
I would say 7.5 only because it's only 10 episodes right now, so it's a little too short to be wilding out giving it anything over an 8. But
yeah, feel you. But
I could see an 8 if it kept going like this for another 10 episodes. And that is the whole list. I don't know how many anime we just went through, but I will get all them added onto the mall and updated here by the end of the weekend.
See now. This motherfucker gonna think I'm lying with what I said earlier. I was like, nah, yeah, but then I pretty much the whole
30 list. Anime, yeah, like the whole list. Like, yeah, I heard of that. I heard of that one.
Whatever, bro.
see, then my other question is right. This is my other question, right?
Yeah.
Is so then you got all these. You be hearing about all these other animes from who?
I just fucking go
friends,
media, bro, and friends. Yeah.
Why aren't them friends in the Discord, bro? That's what I'm trying to say. You know where are they at? You funny. The only straw hat? You don't know any other straw hats?
Nah, that is the one thing I'd be struggling.
Whack-ass, dumbass friends. Except whoever that was, shout out that one friend that set aside the Gear 5 Luffy for me. Appreciate
you, dog. Yeah, fucking my coworker Angel. Yeah, nah, they
hell yeah.
And I got them to start it. I got them to start One Piece.
Oh really? Fuck yeah! Get him the fuck in here. I fuck with him. I see him out east every now and then.
Yeah, definitely. I'll hit him about
it. I know he recognizes me too. When I come in with the matching anime shirts with Isabel and shit. And he's like, oh, and Anaya's little ass.
I'm about to say
every single week. Yeah, maybe. All right, that is the mall update. Appreciate everyone coming here and traveling up to the summit to listen to me bitch and complain about like 25 animes and blaze up a bunch of animes.
Disagree about author's health, but you know,
it is what it is. People know I'm petty. I feel like
should be a good topic for another.
My thing is, it's not that I don't care about their health. You know what I mean? I love Oda. Yeah, I want him to be healthy. Yeah, I don't know if I can physically go 3 months without One
Piece, bro. I mean, because remember after 1054, like when Wano ended going in the post, bro, that shit was a struggle.
I would give up smoking weed before I stopped watching One Piece. Like,
nah, because there's only what got me through that was that Film Red was happening. I went to the takeover event and I was doing mad shit with One Piece in general with that. Like, I'm like, nah, yeah. If I didn't have all that, and then I was going to like sports events and stuff. So if I didn't have all that going on, bro, I don't know if I could have made it through that month. Like,
bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think I could. It's hard even with Hunter. You know what I'm saying? And I like Hunter a lot.
Hunter,
like,
Hunter just
I can live without it.
Like I said, like to God, I'm like, just I'd rather him be healthy.
I can't,
healthy,
bro.
Like,
I can't live without One Piece.
Nah, yeah, One Piece is just like, yeah, different breed.
But, and the anime is too close to the manga. You know what I'm saying? We would get caught up quick.
Yeah, it's getting.
It'd be like 2 months. We'd be caught the fuck up.
Like, oh shit! It is getting really, really close, which is crazy. Even the English dub is getting.
It's getting real
close. Kind of crazy to see, like,
that shit blew up on Netflix. It got a Macy's Day Parade float, and they said dub. Dub everything, buy it all right now. Netflix.
Nah, that's how, and your anime don't got the Macy balloon, bro.
Yeah, it doesn't. Nara who?
I want to be hype, like, I'm a Dragon Ball fan, bro. Dragon Ball's my shit.
Like, Dragon Ball got, they got one, they got one too.
Dragon Ball, they're the OG, Goku Dragon Ball got one. Y'all want to treat Goku like that? And yeah, I better hear the same respect on Luffy. Like,
I'm saying. Sorry. And like I said before on the last episode, that's just off the live action. You know what I mean? Like, what white America saw the live action and they were like, somebody call Macy's right fucking now.
Bruh.
Get Luffy afloat.
This live action was like, to put in perspective how big this live action, you know how many people I've had coming to my job and talking about, yeah, like, I'm looking for some One Piece stuff. Like, yeah, I watched the live action and I got so hooked. Like, I had to watch the anime and I've watched like 200 episodes already. I'm like, what the fuck?
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
I'm like, this is insane, bro. It's crazy that it
took. And then the anime make the live action look like shit.
Nah.
And the live action was so good still.
That's what I'm saying. Live action was very good.
It's just that the anime is in a whole different class of its own.
It's just because it could just do so much more because it's
obviously anime.
Like, and One Piece being his goofy ass self, like, yeah. But, you know. But, yeah.
All right. Thank you for coming up. Appreciate you, Jaquan. Is there anything you want to shout out right here at the end?
Not yet. Shout out my channel. Go follow me at Jaquan. Subscribe on Twitter, Jaquan.
It will be linked in the description here.
I promise I'll be making videos if I stop getting injured and shit.
Yeah, man, it's throughout his shoulder playing basketball. Oh, that was for you, Jaquan. Everyone be safe traveling down the summit. Peace.
Peace.